Tausch, after the greatest trivia performance of all time, kudos to Mike the Wedding DJ.
That's the
Thank
most
you for
he went, like, four words in? Is that the highest?
That was amazing.
One?
Like, it was seriously, like, I know Jesse is man of high character.
If I'm Jesse, I'm thinking to myself, boy, am I that predictable?
I'm starting to feel predictable.
Yep.
At the same time, Mike very rudely interrupted an important announcement for fans going to the Saturday Wisconsin men's hockey game that they're starting it at 5 o'clock now to accommodate the Packers-Bears game. So, important
note. We only got it.
I like that a lot.
We only got to say which sport moved its start time.
So, if you're going to the game on Saturday, third-ranked hockey, they're good this year. Go there. And then go home and watch the Packers-Bears game. But if you show up at 7, game's going to be over. Mm. Pretty close.
Are there two games that day? And did they put the Badgers in the first window for a doubleheader because they're the home team and they want to think about their fans? Or is it just one game?
You're talking about the hockey team?
Never mind.
You don't play two games in a day in hockey. That's an intense game, Jay.
That was a reference to the volleyball NCAA tournament schedule fiasco.
Oh, is this a tournament?
No.
It's not. Oh. But they did play a tournament recently.
Boy, but it is fun that the athletic department did a really great job of accommodating Badger fans because they realize a lot of Badger fans are Packer fans.
Indeed.
Pretty nice job. So you can take great care of your fans. And I didn't blame the athletic department for the volleyball. I'm blaming the NCAA and just blanking all over Wisconsin volleyball fans. That's all.
Blanking all over. Jesse, I didn't realize you did this. You put the pole in the field? Might be the biggest upset of the day.
Believe it or not, while Evan was on, I did do what was requested of me. Yes.
It's a rarity.
Today's poll, I didn't feel great about how I worded it, and I tried it like 5 different times. This was the best I could come up with. So if you don't like the wording, I'm not open to the comments on it, but
Tough luck.
Today's poll, at this point in his tenure, has Matt LaFleur met, surpassed, or not met expectations as head coach of the Packers? How do you think the voting has panned out so far, Old T? Those are your three options. Surpassed, met, or not met expectations?
Met 50-something and not met about high 30s and then just a little bit of dribble with the over expectations.
You're pretty good at this. Met expectations currently at 53%. Not met expectations, 37%. Surpassed expectations, actually more than you would think, 10%.
That's higher than I thought that people would think.
What does that say to you? You wanted the poll to feel. What does it say?
What I was trying to emphasize to Evan and why I thought the poll would be interesting is because I think there's a cross-section of Packer fans. I think most Packer fans have looked at Matt LaFleur and said he's done a pretty good job. But they're very disappointed with, especially in the Rodgers era, of what they did in the postseason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And why I was disappointed and why I brought up the Brewers vibes that I'm getting from Packer fans is, we're the blanking Green Bay Packers. I just saw Daniel Whelan said that, right? What gives you confidence you can go win a championship? Because we're the blanking Green Bay Packers.
Indeed. Right? And I'm a great punter.
He is a good punter. Very good punter. Hopefully we don't have to see him much. I hope he punts.
No. I would disagree with that statement. Because when they don't punt, they lose.
Well, convert fourth downs, and that's another conversation. But the Packer way and the fans, I think there is the expectation of always winning and chasing championships. And, you know, you're not going to win it every year. But talked to a couple folks yesterday, and it's,
Abe?
Nope, not Abe and Danny. They contributed their fill to the show. I'm still waiting for Hatch to get back.
I was just going to say, what the hell happened to Hatch?
Well, Hatch was saw him at the Hoops game on Saturday, and there is a Purdue dude, the kid that kept draining threes, number two, reminded me of Hatch. Got a little arrogance to him. He's drilling threes, and he's pulling out the, you know, at our fans, and you're kind of like, he's one of those guys you hate unless he's on your team. It's kind of Hatch. That's kind of how I view that.
Fletcher Lawyer?
He's annoying. And Hatch is a lawyer. Name. So, ironically, Hatch is a lawyer, so that's a funny little deal how that all works out. He didn't fight. He didn't push back when I mentioned that to him. So, anyways, the thought of Packer fans becoming resigned because it's been 15 years and not wanting to throw themselves out there, especially when you don't feel like you're at full throttle, is that part of this equation? Why there's so many fans that are just beat the Bears and then anything else is house money? Because I just never thought I'd see or feel that way as a Green Bay Packer fan. When you have a quarterback and a coach that you believe in, which I do, it's just weird to me that we don't. The first year, I totally understood it. And then when we saw what he did, expectations change. And the fact that Micah got hurt and I was right there riding that wave. I don't know how to feel. And I think that's where Packer fans are too, because there's a, we don't want to give in, but we also don't want to set crazy expectations when you're missing two of your best four players. That's how I think Packer fans are feeling. The majority, not all, but that's how I feel the majority of us are feeling.
How will the results of the poll influence what number caller you would like to ask for? Because you got some big numbers to work with.
I don't know what to do here, Jell. I don't want to be a jerk. I'm not going to come back there and help you.
What did you say to Evan? I know you enjoy being a jerk. Was that the line?
I don't remember.
I know you like being a jerk and all.
And everything.
Yeah.
And everything.
I know you like being a jerk and everything.
Hunter, give me a hand signal. What are we looking for? Caller for Iron Jock today.
He's only got 10 fingers.
155. Ooh. It's a big number.
There's no way. Is that really what he put
up? Hunter just put a 155 up, yeah. Caller 155. New year, new goals. And Iron Jock is here to help you stick to it. Whether you're hitting the gym, heading to work, or just trying to smell better, in 2026, Iron Jock Gear has you covered. And right now, ESPN listeners take 30% off all Iron Jock gear on orders over $75. Just use that promo code ESPN30 at checkout. That's ESPN30 for the promo code. Look good, smell great, start the year strong with Iron Jock. And right now, you can win an Iron Jock hat. I don't know if I have socks. I have lightweight hoodies. I got shirts. I don't know if I have a nice Iron Jock hat. I can't get it now, but you can if you're caller number 155 to win an Iron Jock hat. 844-770-3776. Caller 155. Streamers, unload. Let's get it rolling.
Streamers, unload. Caller 155, 844-770-3776. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Time. Good thing that music is royalty free. Maybe we need to. Do we need to reevaluate? That's a big number.
I know you like being a jerk and all.
I didn't. And I didn't even. I had nothing to do with this. Talk to your boy. The king of the prep mania. Talk to the king.
Okay. So you asked for Hunter. So, yeah. And you knew Hunter knew what you were looking for. So you're complicit.
I would say I'm semi-complicit. Yes,
you
but
are.
If he said 61, I would have said, okay, great, 61.
Hey, Truman, you're the one who picks the number.
True.
You could have seen 155 and thought, that seems high. Nope. I'm going to go down a little bit from that.
But I also didn't pick
Truman.
The number.
Hey, Truman.
I offered the opportunity for Hunter to pick a number. He did, and I went back to you with said number. Had he said 26, I would have been like, caller 26.
I'm not sure you would have.
No, I would have. For sure I would have.
What is 2026 going to be our year of here on Wildy and Tausch? We had year of Check the Tape last year, which we were decent at.
Year of our 10th anniversary show.
Ah, 10th anniversary year. That's true.
All right. There you go. Good
Easy
answer.
Enough.
Nice job, Jay.
Yep.
You're welcome.
Let me go get Dan's info now.
I'm being told that you saw something on the Twitter that drew your attention. Is that a fact?
It is, because I always appreciate I ask questions, and if Jesse or you don't kind of give me some info, other people
do. I answered the questions today.
It's not all about you, Jason. I didn't ask. I asked,
you literally started with...
That's fair. What I asked was how Jeff Hafley approached the game in Chicago from a pressure standpoint, blitzing and whatnot, and Green and Gold Draft on Twitter tweeted at me and said, the Packers pressured Caleb Williams 47.4% of his dropbacks in Week 16. But he excelled under pressure, throwing for 165 yards and two tutters. Because what I want to find out is...
So wait a minute. Wait. Green and Gold Draft, which I think is Ron and Sheboygan?
It's Green and Gold Draft. Okay. It could be Ron. Could be John. I don't know.
I think so. I think that's him. Because he tweets a lot to Homer. They pressured him, meaning they created pressure with their pass rush, or they blitzed him or sent five or more.
If you would have let me finish. Green Bay blitzed heavily early, 42.9% in the first three quarters, and then backed off in the fourth. And obviously, you know, we saw what happened the last 4 minutes in overtime. And obviously, the touchdown was a pressure. So I'll be curious when you talk to Hafley if what he's learned, he's not going to tell you. Obviously, I don't want him to, but the overall pressure rate was 47.4%. That obviously you can pressure with four, you can pressure with three. But
sure.
It felt as if early in that game he did decide to heat up Caleb. And I believe, you know, one of the things you took from that first game was he likes to escape to his right. We all see that.
He does.
When you bring pressure off of that side, you know, can you get there and keep him contained? Because if you don't, all of a sudden, you're putting your back end in a real tough spot. And it felt as if for a vast majority of that game, Hafley had it dialed up and was kind of cooking. And then for whatever reason, if he decided not to, or if the Bears figured some things out, obviously the second half, the back end of that fourth quarter in overtime, that is not what you want to do if you're Jeff Hafley against this offense Saturday night.
And then when you did pressure, it didn't get home, and you busted your coverage, and it resulted in the game-tying touchdown.
How much do you think Rashawn Gary is going to play Saturday?
Ooh.
Does he have carte blanche to keep himself in or pull himself out, or is he substituted for?
All right, so I'm glad you brought this up, because you sent something yesterday that we didn't get time to...
Hutchie, is that what you're going to say?
That is. I was not going to call him Hutchie.
He was coming off of a completely shattered leg middle of last season. Continue.
So per Jeff Risden, who covers the Detroit Lions and does a Lions podcast, and this information I'm sure is available on Pro Football Reference, etc., but he certainly shared this, and that's what brought our attention to it. Aiden Hutchinson played 1,005 defensive snaps this season. That was 91% of the Lions' defensive snaps. And I don't think anyone has ever questioned Aiden Hutchinson's effort.
Nobody has.
He's their Micah Parsons, right? He plays a ton of snaps, and he gives 100% effort every single snap. And you sent it along, of course, because by comparison, that is a relatively damning number when you compare it to Rashawn Gary, who, as you joked, Aiden Hutchinson... high snap count guy.
That's why I thought it was interesting, yep.
Rashawn Gary, for the season, finished having played 653 snaps, which is 58.3% percent of the Packers.
And I'm guessing this is one of his higher snap count years too.
I will go back and look, but to your actual question for Saturday night, I think Baron Sorrell and Brenton Cox deserve to get some snaps. I thought they were some of the bright spots of Sunday in a game that didn't matter. And I think Rashawn Gary doesn't want to play a big number of snaps anyway. He's not a high snap count guy, as we've been told. So I don't have a problem with those guys getting a little more work. They held Kingsley Enagbare out of the game. I think that tells you where they view Kingsley at this point, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means something. Rashawn Gary last year, you're right, sort of. 639 snaps, that was 58.7% of the snaps.
Yeah, so it's in the same ballpark.
So he's kind of a 58% snap count
well,
guy.
Well, and he didn't play last game, so that you can factor that in. You know, there's obviously injuries. He was not injured at all during the season, if my memory serves me.
2023, Rashawn Gary played 587 snaps. That was 52.8% of the snaps.
So he's about a 55% snap guy, which is, I think, low for being, let's not kid ourselves, he was the aide, Aiden Hutchinson, before we brought Micah Parsons in. That
Correct.
Was what his role was. My question, I guess, is, does he have carte blanche to stay out there in the big money moments of these games? Or is he going to be, because I promise you this, Micah Parsons stays out there as much as he wants. Mm-hmm. If he needs a blow, he taps his helmet, he comes out for a snap, and then he goes back. Yep. He's a dog. I do wonder, because it feels like teams are starting to boot towards Rashawn Gary. They are looking at it and they're saying, we can get outside of the pocket on him more so than we can on JJ, obviously more so than you could with Micah. And I just wonder, on these critical plays, you know what's coming. They're going to boot. They're going to try to get Caleb Williams outside the pocket. Does Rashawn Gary have that carte blanche to go and say, I'm sticking in this game for, you know, these snaps, or it's playoff time, I'm going to play more snaps? I don't think he should play more than 60% of the snaps. That's not what he's done all year.
Do you think he should play less?
I do believe Sorrell has earned the right to get more opportunities, and I think it sounds crazy. I think they do need to come at Rashawn Gary's expense, not at J.J. Enagbare's.
Yeah. Again, I agree with Tausch. I don't know. Like, the other question I would ask, and again, I don't like being this guy, and I don't have enough conversations with Rashawn. I would love to be able to ask him more of these direct questions. We tried, if you remember, a couple weeks ago, and he said, I think I'm doing a great job. Which, again, I don't know how to respond to that. But I guess my question is, should he have carte blanche to stay in the game? And my question is, should he have carte blanche to come out the way he does? Because he does tap his helmet somewhat regularly.
Yeah, I think he should. I think there is, you can't, if guys are gassed and you're going to ask guys to play with extreme effort when they tap out, now that doesn't mean you have to tap out for the rest of the series, but yes, if you're going to tell your defensive lineman, you go till you can't go no more, you have to say yes. I don't think that's...
So I guess the question, that was poorly phrased. I guess my question is, does he come out more than he should, and why is that?
That's a question.
Is that conditioning?
That's a question you have to ask him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know is this,
when you're playing stud edge guys, and Rashawn has not been a stud this year. I can't sit there. I thought his peak was that San Francisco 49er playoff game when we blew it with crappy special teams and an offense that went blech. Mm-hmm. Rashawn Gary is the best player on the field defensively. On the field. They could not block him. So go back and watch that tape if you don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been the same since that, and obviously he blew his knee out early in that next year. I don't know the answer to, you know, how you rotate and how you do all those things, but as we sit here right now, he is no longer that player. That's become abundantly clear to watch.
It has. All right, we need to get ready for Wonelli, which I know Jesse's excited for. Jesse, do you have anything exciting planned, or did you think we'd use up all your time like we often do?
No, I have something really very. I actually saw, get this, I saw a YouTube comment on our show today that inspired me to come up with an entirely different plan for Wonelli than originally anticipated.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold strategy. Yeah,
thank you, YouTube dwellers. Appreciate it.
Wait, you. I thought you don't look in there.
I glance every now and then. I can't help myself. I don't like it in there necessarily, but I glance. I'll see what's going on.
Okay, fair enough. Well, that is next, so stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Another funky royalty-free tune. I like it. Maybe it can be the official music of Wonelli.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Wonelli
on Wildy and Tausch.
For today's Wonelli subject, we shout out Marmar040 in the ESPN Madison YouTube chat.
Okay.
I kind of want to see Steelers versus Bears in the Super Bowl so Rodgers gets a chance to own them one last time.
No. I no.
So
not even remotely interested in that.
What I have come up with here are 5 compelling Super Bowl matchups that would not include the Green Bay Packers. And I want you to pick your favorite. Either
is she a Packer? Is Marmar a Packer fan?
Wait a minute. Do we know? Is that? Are they? I don't know. Is that
I don't know anything about Marmar040.
Did you think of her as Meemaw?
I don't know who Marmar is. I just saw Marmar offered this up in the chat, and then okay. The chat got talking about it, and I thought this is kind of a fun idea.
It's a really good topic by Marmar, yeah. But I can't understand any Packer fan. The last team you'd want to see in there would be the Bears. Period. Finn.
Where would the Steelers?
I think most Packer fans would be all right with Rodgers winning a Super Bowl.
Well, let's start with this. If the Packers are guaranteed to not win the Super Bowl, if you are told we have a psychic future ball or a crystal ball, the only thing we can see clearly is the Packers will not win the Super Bowl.
Buffalo.
Which team in the field do you want to see win?
I want Buffalo to win it.
Jason?
Yeah, I'll agree with Tausch. I think Buffalo's the best story of the teams that are in the mix. The Jaguars.
Boy, are you agreeable today? Like, every blanket thing I'm saying, you're agreeing with. It's almost uncanny.
I didn't agree with the way you poo-pooed the conversation to start the show about Amazon Prime.
It's fair.
That's true. But yeah, you've said a lot of really smart things, so okay. I'd be a fool to disagree with you today. Look, I don't know what to make of the Bills. I think Tausch made some points, was it yesterday or maybe it was late last week, about Sean McDermott. And it does lead me to the question whether it's about LaFleur or about Mike Tomlin or about Sean McDermott or whoever, insert coach here. You know, Bill Walsh used to say that coaches get stale. And Matt LaFleur has now coached the Packers as long as Mike Holmgren did.
How long is a good bread stay? Because we got a sourdough kit for the holidays, and I'm very excited. You can make a new sourdough basically every day. It just continues to grow. So what do you think?
You get a
good loaf of bread. What do you expect? What's the expectation on that? You keep it in a nice dry area.
So I... So I ask a serious question about coaches and their tenures. Thought it was interesting.
You said stale. Bread.
I did.
Trigger
Squirrel.
Word.
Yeah. And you decided to take it in the direction of sourdough. But hey,
there is no better bread than sourdough. Man.
I could play that game because here's the deal. Paula has, as I believe I mentioned when it first occurred, Paula has joined a sourdough cult with her fellow coaches at the gym. And so we have had a lot of sourdough made in the last month and a half or so.
What do you think the interest level is for a Wilde and Tausch sourdough club where we video and make sourdough together?
Minimal.
I can tell you how much my interest is.
Pretty minimal? We could talk shop, we could talk pack, we could talk life.
If I'm not mistaken, I think sourdough is at an all-time high because Taylor Swift said when she was on the podcast with
She's an influencer.
Travis and Jason Kelsey that she had been doing sourdough. So all the Swifties were like, we got to do sourdough now. And that's why.
Is that what Swifties
are? Yes, it is. Yeah. And I think that's why there are a bunch of people suddenly interested in, you can make sourdough.
I could say Paula's not interested because of that. Her fellow coaches do it, and so it's fun. My point, if I may, since we have changed the subject, is that I don't think you have to worry about your sourdough going stale because I think fresh baked sourdough in your kitchen doesn't need a long shelf life because everyone's going to eat it. There's something about...
You ain't wrong about that.
Hot, fresh bread out of your own oven, made with the love of the Tauscher
you
family.
You ain't kidding. You get a little grassland butter on there and you make some grilled cheese sourdough is the best. It's the best. Because you get that outside crunch on the bread and yet it still allows for the gooiness to pick itself. Like it's sourdough is the great grilled cheese sandwich bread.
Agreed. I'm so glad you brought this up. How long is the shelf life of a coach?
So anyway, potential Super Bowl matchups where we started this segment. We have Steelers-Bears, the Rodgers Still Own You Bowl. Texans-49ers, the D'Amico Ryans Bowl in Santa Clara at the 49ers home stadium. Jaguars-Panthers, the 1995 expansion classic. Eagles-Patriots, the really these two again game. Or Rams-Chargers, the Battle of L.A. Those are some of the most interesting potential Super Bowl matchups that I could come up with if the Packers are guaranteed to not be in it.
What did before you saw this in the YouTube comments, what did you have for Wonelli?
I'm going to the Badger basketball game tonight. And
you change clothes or did you wear that outfit today because you're going to be going
I did
to
wear
game?
This intentionally. I don't know. Fine. We'll move on cuz you don't want to talk about Super Bowl matches.
It's kind of weird when you're looking around and if the Packers aren't in it, there's no Mahomes. You know, we always are sitting here complaining about not having the big star, the star quarterback and all this. The fact there's no Lamar Jackson and that storyline goes away. Joe Burrow storyline, dead. There's a Josh Allen storyline, but they're the sixth seed and they got to win three roadies. And I think if they can win a couple, people would get intrigued. Nobody really cares about the Jags. They could put themselves on the map. There isn't some huge storyline. Like I don't even know what storyline would sell besides Rodgers chasing that second ring. Like there. I don't know what else. Stafford chasing
going
it?
Out on top.
So Stafford and Rodgers.
That'd be fun.
I would be on board with that. And then you could almost say who's the... That Good to one. Me is the most intriguing outside of me. I'd love to see the Bills win the championship if it's not the G&G.
And that's just because they've never won one and you like...
Like that fan
Josh,
base reminds me of the Packers Allen. Fan base. It's a great, loyal fan base. They're, you know, it's a smaller town that people kind of...
Yeah. They're proud of their town.
They are proud of their town. I just think their fan base is outstanding, and I really like their quarterback. So, yeah.
Break a lot of tables.
Last year, the stadium would be a fun way to send it out.
I don't care about the
they
stadium.
They could do like a big celebration in the stadium before they knock it
all down. They'll take a piece of the turf with them when they're done.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Once again, I agree with Tausch. That's... It wasn't a terrible topic, but we kind of got sidetracked.
Sourdough definitely disrupted the potential for the topic there. Is it IPT? So
yes.
Tausch very generously, as a Christmas gift, offered up a couple of
tickets. So nice when a Christmas gift gets received with a lot of love. And I appreciate that.
Offered up a couple of tickets for Beck and I to use going to the Badger basketball game tonight.
That is a
UCLA.
Nice gift.
Very
I
nice,
agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it has nothing to do with the game being at 8 o'clock on a weeknight.
No, there's going to be some 8 o'clock games I go to, by the way. So no.
Okay. All right. Becca is under the weather. So I have brought in reinforcements to go to the game.
Is Becca not going?
Becca's not going. She is under the weather.
Come on, man.
She doesn't feel up to going.
All right. Ooh.
Up
tier
north,
one.
Joe.
Did you offer tier one?
I did not. He moved yesterday, so he's out.
Okay.
He's got like six kids now.
I almost feel like because I got you this with you and Becca. I'm not. They're your tickets. Do what you want. I would like for you to ask. Because tier one Tyler would get my vote.
So Becca's not going tonight.
That's fair.
So
okay.
What
if you took the dog?
I think it's a little.
What if you took the dog?
I think it's a little authoritarian of you for me to be expected to ask you who else to take to the game after I've received the tickets as a
this
very
a
kind
little
gift.
Bit. I can understand where you're coming from on that.
Authoritarian seems strong.
It would be IPT if you then took these tickets and sold them.
That I would not do that.
Okay.
The other option would be, do I ask you if you want the tickets back so that Becca and I could go to a different game together when she's feeling healthier?
No, that would be crazy. So okay. I think you doing what you want to do with the tickets is completely fair game. It's a bummer that Becca can't go, but I'm sure if she was up to it, she would go.
Up North, Joe and I will be there tonight. We're very much looking forward to it. Thank you again. And are there to-go boxes?
You do you, man. You figure out how you want to operate. Just for the record, make sure nobody knows that you're using my tickets that are actually there.
Understood.
As you're walking out with 15 pizzas and whatever else.
Wings.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Jason, I should have asked Jason. Do you want to come? We can still bump Joe. Do you want to come down and go
to
the game?
I got a playoff team to cover, and today's a Wednesday in the Packers world, so it's going to be a busy night tonight and tomorrow. I'm freer on Thursday. What do you got going on Thursday? A little lighter load on Thursday. Packers-Bears Saturday night at Soldier Field. Having some conversations about maybe driving down and back, which means late on the road. So I'm trying to figure out if that's smart or stupid. So we'll see what I decide to do there.
You just spent four nights up in Minneapolis, and now you're not going to spend any in Chicago? I don't get it, but I don't need to get it. It ain't for me to get.
Yeah, first of all, as you well know, when they lose, they clean out their lockers the next day.
And drive back in the morning.
I understand, but maybe you just get it over with. You're wired after. I haven't figured it out yet. That's okay. Another discussion another day.
Jason, you are a special young man. You, man.
Not so young anymore.
They aren't going to lose.
What I am also is a subscriber to ESPN, and when a trophy is raised, it can feel like the season's over, but on the ESPN app, it never really is. Because with more than 47,000 live events plus originals, you know I love the 30 for 30s. Highlights and coverage from every corner of the sports world. There's always something to dive into. No off-season, just everything a fan needs to keep going. Always in season. Get all of ESPN all in one place. Download the ESPN app on your TV or phone. Today I've done both. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy Tausch.
The Dunn has spoken.
Everybody has the same issues. Everyone has NIL issues. Everyone has transfer portal issues. It's up to our guys to figure out how to manage it.
The Barry Alvarez Show, Mondays at 6 on 100.5 ESPN.
right, before we go and before Jesse goes to the Badgers game tonight, who do we got tonight? UCLA?
You clowns lose again.
Ah,
that's pretty good, huh? You like that? Big acronym guy, Dale. Thank you,
that's
Dale. R.I.P., you old rascal.
First time ever UCLA at the Kohl Center right here, right?
Before we go and before you watch John Wooden's team against Greg Gard's team, where did our poll end up?
I don't know. I didn't look.
We are up to closing in on 500 votes, and the voting has remained generally the same. 53%. Oh, by the way, the poll question. At this point in his tenure, has Matt LaFleur met, surpassed, or not met expectations as head coach of the Packers? 53% holding strong for met expectations. 39% not met expectations.
Are 39% of our fan base, are they a little too demanding, or
no,
do you think
all
that's
about postseason?
Fair?
It's about postseason. Yeah. If you put this as postseason, nobody would say he's met expectations.
Yep, I would agree. Well said. And we end on another agreement. Oh, I'm sure it won't be the case tomorrow.
Hopefully that'll change.
Well, chances are. That's it for us today. Thanks to Evan Cohen for checking in, even though he likes to be a jerk and everything. And thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.